Hi, Paul.
Ready for it?
Yeah.
Are you entered directly in Google or in your notebook?
Google.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
4 6 3 5 7 7 0 0 0
3 0
Yes. 7 6 8
Yeah.
Then the 4 digits you saw, the 4 2 2 6 6
2 2 6 6 right?
Yes.
Okay. And the month is 01/26.
No, 01/20/26. I think they force you to put 4 digits for the year. I'm not sure.
No, perhaps. No, they are. They only allow me to put last 26.
Okay, okay. The security code? 931.
Okay.
Did he ask you what's the name of the car?
No. It is putting under Visa.
Yes, Visa, but they didn't put the name is B Providence, USA. No, they didn't. You don't see that. Don't no problem. Click save.
Did you say 2266 or 6620, Paul?
No, the end is 2266. 22. 66.
Okay.
Do you want to double check?
I am.
Do you want to double check the whole number?
You want to double check?
No, I'm asking if you need. I don't know. If they didn't accept it, I don't know what it is. Do you have the car? Did you put the car number?
Yeah.
Can you read it? Can you read it back to me?
No, I that thing I cannot get back it.
Okay. I think you put correctly. So do you want to try save it?
Again, the same problem, Paul. I don't know. Let us.
What they say?
They say the expiry date or the QR code is security code is not correct.
Well, but that's because you typed something wrong, my dear.
Okay.
That's all. Did you put in the number security code? Did you put in 931?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the expiration 0126.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no error in this stuff. Absolutely no error. So
it is not.
You can not likely you have the card number wrong. Delete everything. Start from zero. Or refresh. Delete everything. Refresh your computer and then try again.
Okay.
Okay, what I'm gonna ask you, I'm gonna ask you to write on a piece of paper, and then you're gonna trash the paper after that. You don't keep in your table, don't keep in your, but keep in the paper now, because you may need to try 2 or 3 times. Can you write in the paper?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead, Paul. It is not allowing me to delete whatever we entered. I think we have to start from the beginning, add another card. That's all
yeah,
we can
yes.
do.
Yes, that's what I told you. Delete the card and add a new one.
I couldn't delete the card info that we entered already.
Oh, they will not never allow you to enter a new card with is the same. They will never allow. So So
they won't let me delete the, you know, it's now it's storing two cards. It is having two cards that you entered, and then it's not possible.
Okay, now you can delete the old one. Go ahead and delete the old one. As soon as you delete the old one, they will allow you to save.
Yeah, now we have only one card.
Okay, now you can save it. So if you see only one card, it's because they accepted that.
No, they still they have the other card, but it's not allowing me to delete it.
Oh, you said you have only one card now. You deleted the other one?
No, I can see only one card on the screen. But when I say change, they have two card info. Both card they have.
Well, I don't know. What you need to do is ask help for AI. It's the only thing I can. And don't forget to ask the help from Google.com.
Actually, give me the credit card info, Paul. I can only add one more time and that's it. I cannot delete it.
Okay, no problem. No problem. It's 4635770076822266.
It is 4635.
But no, you put four.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 4, 6.
3577007682266.
Yeah, 2, 2, 6. That's correct. That is correct. Expiration date 0126. And then the security code
3, 1. Is it cardholder name Juan Garcia?
No, of course not.
That's the problem, I think.
You need to put under B Providence.
Okay. Only B Providence?
No, B Providence, USA, Public Benefit Corporation, Public Benefit Co., C-O.
Can you type in the way, exactly the way?
Sure.